Well, it seems to me the world's in decay. It's like every day we're battling our urge to give up. We can see how bad things are, and we're scared by that, but what scares us even more is that we sense it's something in our psychological makeup that makes them bad, that there's no escape from our hopelessness, and that the disease that created these problems, no matter where we look, will always be, because it is part of us. We fear we're infected. The only possible element that introduces that infection is the same thing that defines ourselves. We are sick and corrupted, and we know of our weakness. There are two ways to turn. One is to turn away, and the other way is to look through the portals of darkness into the abyss and beyond. We must reach out past the barriers of gravity which bind us to a planet we find forsaken. We must reach forward in desire and lust to create and live rather than to be obsessed by our darkness. Darkness is the portal, the gateway, and the entrance to pain and beauty in the world beyond. The Garden of Eden is in flames. It died with our childhood as a species, and it has died with our hope. But there is hope for the future, so we carry on. Unholy spirits of black metal, join me in this sacrament. from the makers of old-school black metal, Bathory, that was Witchcraft, from their Jubilium 3 volume of unreleased classics and snippets from their past history. We started that set with Vela's A Dark Dream, a more slow and insidious track to erode your nervous system. After that, Samael with Morbid Metal from their 1988 masterpiece, Worship Him, one of the fundamental documents of modern black metal. After that, Det Hedenske Folk and Abigor, Shadow Lord. That's from their Origo Regium compilation of early materials, which they're putting out now. This black metal show has tried to bring you the worst of black metal, the massive, disgusting, gnarled and violent music which expresses the dark and tortured human soul at this time. We've built ourselves quite a cage, a trellis of cages, a technology we must maintain, a society based on morality we must assiduously bow to, and most of all, a series of logical contradictions in our daily perceptions, which keep us forever chasing ourselves, our own tails, through loops of our own making. In this world of illusion, it has come time to peel back the eyelids we've permanently stitched shut, and to look, wide-eyed, at the specter of death. That is what Emperor will do for you next. Night of the graveless souls, may you feel the spirit emanating forth from this, in its lust to be free. Thank you for listening to KCUF.